Welcome back to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Thanks for joining me. I value your company. Today we are talking about deliberate dating and the issues facing singles. Shortly, the Reverend Steve Mitchell of an Australian singles club for Christians called Club Solo joins me. But first, if you would like to talk to us about your own issues relating to singleness, give us a call on 1300 76 99 64. That's 1300 76 99 64. Also, if you'd like to receive a monthly Women of Hope letter, call us with your details. The number again, 1300 76 99 64. Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey relies entirely on donations. I'd like to welcome the Reverend Steve Mitchell. Steve is from Club Solo. Hello, Steve.
How are you going, Penny?
Very well, thank you. Now, Club Solo, it sounds like a trip to the Mediterranean or something, you know, Club Lindemann, Club Medi, one of those kind of things. Do you have some exotic job or something?
It'd be nice if I did. I could go to all those sort of places. We do go to the Gold Coast. It makes it sound exotic. But no, Club Solo is a Christian singles interdenominational ministry serving Christian single adults of all ages. Our purpose is to meet the social, spiritual and recreational needs of singles who are divorced, widowed or never married through a holiday and social activity program. It used to be called Camp Solo, but the connotations were in the past caused it to be changed to club.
That's probably a good move.
Yeah.
Why do you need a particular organization that supports single people?
Basically because in general, the churches don't see singles ministry as something viable. The church is orientated to couples or young people or over 60s or the children or Sunday school, all that sort of stuff. And it's only been in the last 15 to 20 years that a single parent family is starting to exist within the church, or a divorced is being accepted more and more within the church. There's more and more people who are becoming divorced, becoming single parents, kids that have got one-parent families, and churches have just don't understand how to minister to them.
How is ministry for singles different to ministry for anybody else?
Good question. The ministry that you have to give to singles relates to the fact, mates, of their self-esteem, to start with. Most singles, one way or another, either probably had some sort of broken relationship or a divorce, or are looked on as on the outside of the church or the society or whatever they happen to be. And the idea of Solo was originally started outside of holidays, but to minister to singles, to get them into a fellowship with others of like mind, to help them realize that they're not alone, to help them to understand that they can be a beautiful person, who they are, where they are, or no matter what they're doing, because God has accepted them. One is a whole number, you know, because Jesus was single, it is not wrong to be single. You don't have to feel guilty because you're single. No, it doesn't matter what anyone else says, that you don't have to be married to be accepted in this society. That's what it's always been in the past. You've got to be married and have kids, and you know, or if you're not, there's something wrong with you. You know what? You're a bit weird or crazy. I found that if you can bring these people in that are hurting, feeling lonely, feeling alone, no self-esteem or a very low self-esteem, and help them to realize that they are a worthy member of society, that they have something to offer. I would say if a pastor could grab a hold of the fact that a single person, if they can nurture them, has got more energy to offer than married person, because they've got no other commitments. They've got sometimes more money than a married person. They've got more time, more vision sometimes. If they can be harnessed into a church to use, you can get a lot of good ministry and a lot of good use out of a single person.
Club Solo supports and helps self-esteem for people who are single, but also encourages them to operate in their local church.
Oh, definitely. Solo doesn't have a church of its own. Always has been, you come into our group, we try to nurture you as much as we can at a camp. We'll give you spiritual input through a speaker. There's a free counsellor available if you want to speak to a counsellor, with the idea that you will go back a different person into your local church or into your situation where you are and change. Now, our idea is not only just ministry, but to have fun. It's okay to have fun. As a Christian, it's okay to have fun, and you don't have to feel like you're being left out because, you know, you're single, you're divorced, or you've got all these kids and no husband or no wife. You know, you're not a leper.
I spoke to a doctor recently, and she said that there is a huge grief associated with being single. Not just the single, and not the failure to have children, although that's another one, but the grief associated with being on your own.
Yeah, that's true. Some know they'll never get married, even though they may not admit it, and there's grief there because they know they will never have what a marriage is about, never know what it's like to have a husband or children. There is grief for those who have separated and been divorced because of the grief that has happened when losing a relationship. There is loss of fellowship and friendship with some other their friends and family, if there has been even a widow or a divorce. And there is a lot of grief. There is a lot of sadness and sorrow that they don't know how to cope with. That let's work through the grief together. Let's see where we are, help them out, get them to a point where they will go away at different person, and they have to work on it. I'm not saying that they're healed magically the first time they come to a camp, but I can say is that when they do come to a camp, they're given the opportunity to have that healing, free counselling, speaking with people who've like mine. You'd be surprised how many people think they're the only single on the planet, and they come to a camp with 60 or 80 people on it and realise, hey, I'm not alone.
Absolutely. Steve, the question that comes to my mind is, what can those people who are not single, those who are married or are in relationships, can do to support their single friends?
No one's actually ever asked me that, Penny, so that's a good question. In thinking about it, for me, when I was single and going through the divorce, I had a couple of married couples who listened to me, who invited me into their house to eat a meal, to talk, and became a friend to me. Also, I think to encourage single friends to go to single events, to help them realise, as much as they can, that, hey, being married is not the perfect answer to the world's life. Marriage has its own difficulties and problems, like being single has its own difficulties and problems. But just to encourage them that it's okay to be married, it's okay to be single. Really, just to be an example to them that, hey, even though you're two different people, even though there might be some problems and difficulties, you're working together, you're committed to each other, there is love and there is unity, and you can have a good marriage even if we're not perfect.
So how can people get onto Club Solo?
You can get onto our website, clubsolo, or one word, .org.au.
Okay, Steve, thank you very much for your time, and I wish you all the best with Club Solo.
Thank you, Penny. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
If you would like details about either Club Solo or eHarmony, check out our website for details. That's womenofhope.com.au. Women of Hope, all one word, .com.au. And remember, if you'd like to talk to someone about our topic today, our number is 1300 76 99 64. 1300 76 99 64. Thanks for your company today. Please join me again next week, same time, same frequency, for Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.